This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora police released body camera footage today showing the police killing of an unarmed black man named Kylan Lewis. He was 37. Police shot him May 23rd during an interaction with police. His family's lawyers say Lewis was unarmed and had his hands in the air when a SWAT officer shot him. They say Lewis was murdered, and they want the officer who killed him criminally charged. The shooting is under investigation. One man is in the hospital after being shot by Alamosa County Sheriff's deputies. That happened just after midnight Wednesday. The sheriff's office says deputies tried to stop Justin Trujillo for driving carelessly, but he tried to drive away, then took off on foot. They say Trujillo pulled out a gun and fired at least one shot at the deputies, who returned fire. Trujillo was shot twice and now faces 5 felony charges. This weekend is Denver's Pride Fest, its 50th anniversary. Here's CPR's Elaine Tassi.
50 years of pride is the theme of this year's Denver Pride Fest, which has been celebrated with a parade and activities since 1974. Rex Fuller is the CEO of the Center on Colfax.
Well, it is the biggest parade that we've had so far. We have 290 entries. We've registered 17,000 people walking in the parade. So it'll be very large and full of color and excitement.
This year's Grand Marshal is drag queen Christy Lane, who applied for the first Pride parade permit in Denver half a century ago. Last year, the parade pulled in close to $500,000, which is used for programming for the center. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
It's 6 minutes after 8. Ahead this morning, the U.S. Surgeon General calls for warning labels on social media. What would that look like? And are they really necessary? Would warning labels work? And to do what? We take up some of those questions in these next few minutes of Morning Edition. The weather forecast has mostly sunny skies this morning, some clouds this afternoon around Denver, and a chance for rain. Highs near 90 today and again tomorrow. In Vail, that chance for rain and highs in the 70s. This is CPR News.